I think it's just such a great form of expression for me, and it was an outlet for me, so I wanted to continue studying it after high school.
Do you have a particular medium that you specialized in?
Mainly oil paint, but I dabbled a little bit in a few things, but mainly oil paint.
How and when did you get connected with Artists for Art and the gallery?
I actually modeled for them for life drawing. That's initially how I kind of got involved with them. And then I started talking to Melissa and a few other people that were there about the art shows and the different events they have.
And one thing led to another then.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you talk about your work? Realistic, landscape, people are having to imagine since we're on radio. How do you talk about it?
I'd say most of my pieces are maybe impressionistic, maybe kind of abstract, and landscapes.
Do you actually go out and observe, or are these things that you have in your imagination, or a combination of both?
It's a little bit of both. I really love nature, so when I go on hikes or walks or anything like that, I get really inspired, and then I'll take some pictures and kind of reference it a little bit, and then maybe put my own little spin onto it.
And the piece that you have as the featured work for this AFA event fits just what you said, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does it have a title?
It's called Wild. I think this piece has a little bit of, I guess I'd say, dreamy. You know, there's fields of flowers, some trees. It's not totally abstract, but I think some of the stuff I do kind of blends in with the next part of the painting a little bit.
And how big is this work?
It's 20 by 24.
And is that generally the size you work in, or do you go for a range?
I typically do a little bit smaller than this piece.